Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman. And I tell you what, we are on location. Of course, we always go to the best locations because they have the best stuff usually. And so, Blake Price, we are here at Beatdown Outdoors.
Yep.
And this is it. This is where it all happens. And the hottest thing going is not live scope. It's not active imaging. It's not any of that. Mega Live, it's all what you use to hold that unit, isn't it?
Well, we appreciate that for sure. Yeah, we've come out with all these different mounts, and these kind of feeds the live sonar world right now. So, yep.
It's insane, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, when we started this whole thing, we're blown that out of proportion what we thought we were going to go to. So it's pretty interesting to see where we are today.
Let's start at the very beginning. So how long have you been producing product for anglers out there?
So really the whole business started, it's probably about 2 years ago, maybe a little bit longer now. Uh-huh. A buddy of mine, Travis Glenn, came to me and said, hey, we need to make a mount. And this kind of when LiveScope started. And it just kind of went from there. My dad started designing a mount. We had all sorts of different versions until we got to the ultimate, which was originally our flagship item. Right. But that's kind of where it all began. And so really, we've really been in like business probably for like a year now, just over a year. And when we started it and got a design we really liked, our idea of it was to get it patented. You know, we didn't want to get copied. So that just happened in June. We got approved for our patent, so we'll announce that eventually. But we've been a little busy with ICAST and everything. So, that's kind of where it all began, man. About 2 years ago, we started designing something and came up with something we liked. And from there, it's kind of history. So,
who do you think's a better designer? Who's the better builder, your dad or you?
Well,
no, not here to defend himself. So,
I'll be honest with you. You know, I mentioned Travis Glenn. You know, he's one of my best friends. And, you know, he's the one that kind of pushed us in the very beginning. My dad kind of took his ideas and went with it. They tell me that I'm just, you know, here for for talking on camera, really.
You're here for looks. Yeah, tell you what.
Yeah.
Vanna White. So here in a little bit, he'll be.
No, those guys, they had some really awesome ideas. My dad's really good at, you know, coming up with a concept. And, you know, we, all three of us put our ideas together. And you know, this is the stuff we come up with. So. It's a group effort all the way around. I mean, you know, we got 25 guys in our shop that bust things out and they have ideas too. So it's, you know, it's a group effort. So,
so we're here in Missouri. And so, the product itself, can you say it's made in America?
Oh yeah. Yeah. We actually make, you know, you took a little tour through our shop and, everything's made there other than a couple little items that we outsource around Missouri. So,
oh, good.
95% of the machining is done here in our building. So
amazing machines, lots of machines. It takes lots of machines. Doesn't
it? Yeah. There's a lot of different processes. You know, we have really good people, out here on the floor that help us every day. It's one of my main jobs is running the shop. So that's what I do when I'm not doing beat down stuff. it takes quite a bit to make this happen. So,
okay, let's jump into the ultimate then, right?
Absolutely.
So we should start with that. So, explain how you came up with this design and then just go through the steps of doing it, extending it out.
Yeah. So the design was really, our very first mount we designed was fixed and it didn't move up and down.
Right.
And when we put it on a boat, we're like, man, it's just in the way. You know, we can't see around it. It's got your unit up real high. So, you know, when you hit a big wave, it's whipping and going crazy.
Right.
So what we did was like, well, we want something that drops down. We searched the market first because it's not worth building one mount. When you look at how much it costs just to build one mount, it's insane. So we just didn't see anything we really cared much for. And so we knew from the beginning we wanted something that could go up to 30 inches or so and then drop all the way back down, get it out of your sight. It's, you know, the closer it is to the deck of your boat, the more rigid it is, obviously. So that's kind of how we started. And, you know, when it comes to how it actually works, our whole design is based around, you know, round tubular shapes that clamp.
Okay.
Clamping is what makes everything possible. So we have all these knobs, you know, you can raise it up. That's the first level. It's about 15 to 17 inches.
Okay.
And then the second level has another clamping knob. It takes it up to 30. So really the whole thing is just, you know, it starts with a really strong base. It's thick walled stainless steel tubing, you know, on the billet aluminum. It's got a nice 5 1/4 inch base. And then, you know, that's where our clamping, collars start coming into play there. Everything's got bushings in it, so it's fitted the way we want it. You know, you tighten it down, you know, it's rock solid. We could stand on top of this if we wanted to. So, that's kind of how everything, you know, started. We wanted it to get up high, and we wanted to be able to drop it down to the deck of the boat.
Right.
And when you're down here, you just tighten your knobs up, and in a couple seconds, you've got everything to where it won't move when you're going down the water. So, yeah, that was the whole base was, you know, be safe when you're going down the water. It protects your investment because these units now are really expensive. When you get to where you're going, you can raise it up and make all your adjustments on live soap, but you don't have to look down at your feet anymore. You know,
right.
The neck and the back thing was something we noticed the first time we got live soap. Like, man, you just can't do this all day staring at your feet. So, that's what kind of all right. Our ideas came from. So.
So you went from there, then where did you go? Like, what was the next unit after that?
So really, you know, once we came up with the Ultimate, our next big deal was this box that you see, and this is our double stack box. I mean, that's what, okay. And what you can do with this is the opportunities are endless because, you know, this is set up to put two units on. You can go, we got a way you can stack them side by side, put three units on it if you want right. to. I mean, it's just
the
you
triple can put
cup
stack.
Holders on it. The triple
I saw
stack.
That. Yeah. Like yeah. McDonald's. You just, you guys all yeah. have people like a
yeah,
it, quarter pounder.
It, right. And what's insane about the triple stack, you know, we went to Bassmaster Classic and then we went to ICAST and people just love that thing. I mean, you know, you're looking at like the crappie guys, you see some people, Caleb Jones and them, he owns Sea Light.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they set it up where basically it's all inclusive on our unit. He uses his Sea Light adapters and you got, you know, three units up front. They run with four when they're running the tournaments. I mean, it's just, it's insane right. what the crappie guys have really done with this technology. And basically we just listen to them.
And so you went from the triple stack, what else? What was next after that?
So really, yeah, we kind of, once we got the Ultimate with, everybody wanted the double stacks. When we first introduced the Ultimate, everybody's like, we got to put two units on it. So that's what kind of drove the double stack. And from there, the options are kind of endless. But once we got that kind of underway, we started looking at different markets. And the bass market was a obviously a market we want to get involved with.
Right.
So we came out with a Shorty. And so it's called the Ultimate Shorty. And all it is a unit that comes up half as high. So it sits lower. This pole's not in the way. And that's what bass guys are worried about, you know, flipping and whatnot. They don't want to hit the pole. So, that pole's actually lower than the units. And, so we started to expand that. The good thing about those two products, you have the Ultimate and the Ultimate Shorty, basically anything you put on the Ultimate, you put on the Shorty. So it's the same design concept.
Right.
You can triple stack on the Shorty if you want, you can do it all. So, and that's kind of. So that market, we're still growing that. That was kind of released at the end of last year. And actually at the Crappie Expo, we had a Shorty for the first time available. And so from there, it's just kind of been expand that Ultimate line as much as you can. And then eventually what kind of came out of the Crappie Expo, I mean, just to recap, that's where we met.
Right,
was the Crappie
right.
Expo last yep. year. And, you know, we got so many ideas from people there. And one of them was, you know, we had a base that you can mount the Ultimate to that right. had four bolts. And I said, well, you take those four bolts off, you can remove your whole mount. Everything. Like, well, we don't want to carry tools.
Right.
So what we ended up coming out with that was our quick change base. And we released that in January, February this year. And basically what it is, you know, you imagine your Ultimate and all your mounts up here. There's just a knob. And with the turn of that knob, you can pop your whole entire mount off. So now right. you can cover your boat. You can take it in the hotel room, whatever you want to do. It's literally that simple. And the question I get asked all the time, especially by guys that are pounding the waves constantly, is it strong? And it's actually got 3 inches of engagement. And you can tighten that knob down as tight as you want. I mean, it just doesn't come loose. So so really that kind of made the Ultimate whole lineup, the Shorty, the Ultimate, that made that whole complete set.
I gotcha.
And then kind of later on in the year, you know, we actually had what we call our Flex. We had that designed before the Ultimate. We didn't really like, our goal was to make the best mount in the market. you know,
you've done that.
Our vision was the Ultimate on that. So, the Flex kind of got put on the,
back burner.
Yeah. For a little while. But this year, you know, we were like, well, you know, the Flex lineup is, it's our flagship. It's what, you know, we're going to push everybody to, but there's just guys that want a more economical mount. And that's kind of where the Flex came in. So the Flex is a laydown mount, and it's got the same type of adjustment. It comes up to 30 inches. You can turn it side to side, anywhere in between. But where it differs is it's got a joint that it actually folds down to the deck of your boat, and then you can tighten this knob. So
keeps the units out of the way when you're going.
And that's the name of the game anymore, is people that are using live sonar, they want to get their graphs up. They don't want to stare at the floor. They want to be able to make adjustments without bending over. But you got to get them out of the way whenever you're going down the lake, because it's just, you know, boat accidents were up last year. You know, it's just it's a safety factor. So that's kind of where it went. You know, we still got some really good ideas coming down the road. It's just now we got to find capacity. So yeah. So
and so you also have some plates that go underneath here, like I guess you would call, that's your accessory line, huh?
So I mean, every one of our products, if we're referring to the plate that goes up underneath the deck of the boat, everyone, we you know, like I said, when we started designing this, we listened to everybody. What is your complaints about what's currently out there? You know, where is the failure points? And so all of our mounts come standard with a plate that will go up underneath your deck. So that sandwiches the deck of your boat, and you through bolt it. And I mean, I just talked to one of our dealers, and one of their customers hit a tree going like 50 miles an hour, and our mount didn't move. It broke the gimbals and all sorts of crazy stuff, but our mount didn't move. So, you know, that's kind of what we're all about. You know, we want the toughest mount out there. So,
all right. So give us kind of a price range in here for these three units right here.
So your just base Ultimate without the double stack, it starts at $425.
Okay.
You know, we've been combating material price increases all year, and we're doing everything we can not to raise our prices, because we want to stay competitive. But I mean, if it doesn't slow down, we're going to have to adjust it a little bit. But the Ultimate, you can start at $425. The Shorty is kind of its little brother. Right. It's $400. So that's where those start. A double stack, just like you see sitting here, it's about $575.
Right.
So, and like I said, double stack's $150 when you add it on. So, our quick change mounts, just a standard one screen is $550, and you add $150 for the double stack. So,
okay.
Now the Flex is, like I said, the more economical choice. It's priced at like $260 right now.
Uh-huh.
That one will be going up a little bit, probably $325 here in the future, just because the plate material we used to build it has gone up. It's like quadrupled. So we're going to have to go up just a little bit on that one. But so, you know, I mean, you compare our mounts to others, we're right in the ballpark, you know, as far as that goes. So
and sturdy.
Yeah. I'd like to think that we're a step above, you know, but I kind of let everybody else be the judge of that. So.
There you go. So tell them about the ease of changing, like, the base change. So you talked about those plates that are in there. So when would you start using a plate change? Like, maybe if they're going to change, you know, change different
to a different mount? Yeah, so we have a base. I guess I should have brought one over here with us. But we have a base that I tell everybody to get. It's a $40 mounting plate, and it's literally full bolts. And
it sits on top, right?
Yes, yeah.
And then your bottom plate sandwiches in.
Yeah, so if you have that mounting plate, all of our mounts, actually, the bolt patterns are exactly the same. So you start with a Flex, you mount the Flex to it, and you say, hey, you know what, I want an Ultimate a year later.
Right.
Sell your Flex, buy an Ultimate. You don't have to do anything to your boat. You just bolt it right back down to where it is. So,
and you have bridges.
You talked about
the bridges.
Absolutely, yeah. So that was kind of something that came up with the Shorty. So we're talking about the bass market. Those guys being a little more picky. So they like seeing things in the center. You know, that's where they want centered up. And, you know, that's probably something we weren't really prepared for when we first came out with the Ultimate. And then, you know, it took us a couple months and we came out with a really, I mean, probably one of the beefiest bridges, you know, on the market.
Different sizes of bridges?
Absolutely, yeah. So we do 1, 2, and 4 inch, and we measure our bridges by the gap. So we start at 13, go to 15 and 17. And we can make custom bridges if we have to. What's really difficult about bridges is the new boat designs. They do something funky up in the front end.
Yeah.
If you want to have a bridge, you need to be 20 inches wide just because of the way the boat kind of juts out. But that's kind of the idea is, you know, it's versatile. We can kind of change it to whatever we need to. So.
Yeah, boat dealers, they don't care about y'all.
No, not yet.
No, they're like, can we make this any harder than
yeah.
it can be?
Yeah, and especially the guys that actually make your bail mounts for your Garmins and your Lowrances and Hummingbirds. Uh-huh. I mean, they change these bolt patterns all the time. So, you know, we go through and, you know, our current bolt pattern hits about 90% of the market.
Right.
And then we'll get a call, hey, I've got a new Helix 12 and I can only get 3. And I'm like, that's unbelievable. But so, yeah, our whole idea was not to turn that into Swiss cheese, but we're going to have to, I guess. So,
isn't that amazing? I mean, there's only like 4 electronic companies. They could probably just have their bases.
Standardize it. Yeah. But that's not now they come out with the, you know, the Apex that we saw at ICAST and they got a 19. I mean, that sucker's, you know, it's huge. It's TV screen. So
it's pretty big.
Yeah. So I'm sure we'll have to do something different for that, but.
Wow, these are amazing products in here. So you and your dad, that's the business, is that right?
Yeah, yep. And like I said, you know, Travis Glenn's been there in the very beginning, and he helps us. I mean, he is, you know, part of the company. And Tom Lloyd, I don't know if you know him. He's down in Springfield, but he has a couple bait companies and Rogue Apparel.
Okay.
He's been part of our media team for the last 8 months, and now he's going to start transitioning to sales with us a little bit. So. You know, that's kind of the 4 core guys, you know, we're actually working on with a marketing team a little bit here, working on getting a contract done so they can kind of take over that side of things for us. But, yeah, we keep it, and it's, we're real small, you know, as far as beat down goes, but what everybody doesn't realize is we have 20 some people here at Ideal Tool that make all the components that actually make all this work. So, so yeah, that's kind of we are. So.
Pretty amazing stuff right there.
Yeah.
That takes us to tackle time. Of course, we're talking about fishing and tools, and nothing goes better than the Smith consumer products have these little grippers. And so they got a small size, like maybe in your kayak or something,
there
and
then
a regular size more for stripers or something like that. But these are pretty cool. You can clip them on your products right there.
There you go.
And, but they work real good. You can check out all the Smith consumer products, all Mr. Crappie line and all those knives and knife sharpeners and things like that. You can check them out at smithproducts.com. And also Pico Lures, of course, that's our favorite lure to fish with. And they have everything from crankbaits to topwaters to they got soft plastics for crappie and you name it, they got bass jig hooks, so good quality hooks. So make sure you check them out at picolures.com. And if they wanted to check out more about Beatdown products, where would they go? Can they check? What social media can they
go? So we're on Facebook, obviously. We got Beatdown Outdoor Products is the name of our Facebook page. We're on Instagram as well. If you want to visit our website, it's beatdownproducts.com. I tell everybody, all of our customers, if you have any questions, do not hesitate to give us a call. We're very active on the customer service side. So our phone number is 660-287-8833. And, you know, it'll be Todd or myself here most of the time. Our secretary's name is Michelle. She's really nice, too. So
there you go.
Yeah. But
so that's where they check it out. So lots of great stuff. You need to check this out because these mounts are solid. I know we may not have said enough about them being solid, but they are. Like, they are built to last.
Yeah, and then that's kind of our thing is, you know, you may only have to buy one mount, you know. That's what we're all about, you know, lifetime mount. And, you know, you can expand it. You know, if you start with one unit, then you want to go to two. It's modular. You don't have to buy a whole new mount. You just have to buy the added-on option, and that's it. So, yeah.
There you go. And like I always like to end the show, I always say, make sure you keep your hook sharp. And your lure's in the water.
There you go.
Because that's how you catch fish.
Yeah.